Word of mouth.
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 From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Today, move over Monopoly and Super Mario. Settlers of Catan, Ticket to Ride, and other designer board games are driving a tabletop renaissance. And the question, but is it art, again surrounds a painter. This one commands six figures for his Obama-hating canvases. But we began with truth-telling by medical professionals. A recent study in the medical journal Health Affairs found that more than 10% of doctors admit to not telling patients the complete truth about their medical conditions. One in five confess to failing to disclose a medical error. Danielle Ofri is associate professor at NYU. She's also attending physician at New York's Bellevue Hospital and a regular contributor to the New York Times Health section. Her recent op-ed, Doctors Have Feelings Too, considers the results of that study from the doctor's perspective, using her own personal accounts of omission and errors. Dr. Ofri, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Doctors admit to padding the truth. What does this sort of information do to the notion of patient trust?
Well, I can imagine that patients reading this study would be horrified. I actually thought the numbers were surprisingly low. I thought that only 1 in 10 not saying something truthful was a rather low number. That also encompasses many things. A patient has a blood test, and there's 25 values. I might say it's all fine, and maybe one's a little abnormal but not enough to be worth the talk. That would be classified as untrue. But I think larger than that, there are times when we're not truthful in bigger situations, like giving a prognosis and giving bad news. We're often not straightforward.
You're working on a new book about, let's say, the emotional lives of doctors. Do you think that they are a dishonest bunch in general?
I think doctors, by and large, are a fairly ethical and honest bunch. But I think at times when we're not honest, it's because of either situational reasons or our own emotional issues that come up that affect how we portray information to patients.
You write about a very emotional diagnosis that you had to give to a patient named Julia. So what was her medical condition?
So she was unfortunately born with bad genetic luck and ended up having a congenital heart condition that didn't manifest itself until her mid-30s, and her only chance of a cure would be a heart transplant. But because she was an undocumented immigrant, she couldn't qualify for one. I could tell when I met her, that a number of doctors had already spoken to her at various times in the last few months, and everyone had clearly skirted the issue because no one could come out and say it. And so she really didn't quite have it all, that she had a fatal condition that had a cure but that she couldn't get. And the truth is, on our team, all of us went in and none of us could really say that to her face.
So what was preventing you from telling her the absolute truth?
I think it was the human condition of it just being impossible to look at a young woman, and at the time we were the same age, mid-30s, with young children, both of us, and to tell what feels like your mirror image that you have a disease, might have been able to help you, but we can't, for reasons that in this case are non-medical, and that you will die from this. The basic human constitution makes it extremely difficult for anyone to tell another person that information to their face.
If the conditions were reversed and you were the person, you'd want all the information, wouldn't you?
Well, you know, it's an interesting question. And I'll just add that I'm not condoning what happened. I would say that we needed to be more straightforward, but we were unable to. We eventually were able to. But I think many patients don't actually want the hard truth. Yeah, many do, probably most. But I've received many, many letters since the publication of this article. People say, you know, I don't actually want the truth. You know, I'd like my doctors to couch it. What I do now is I ask someone, how much do you want to know? I think patients have the option. And I, you know, I'm not sure if I would want the bluntest truth. Maybe I'd want it slowly over time.
The Charter on Medical Professionalism requires doctors to have open and honest communication with patients. Sometimes you write, being human really can get in the way of that openness. It's not in itself a bad thing. It's a good motivation not to cause pain.
True. And I think there's also times when our emotions enhance things. Not that we need to be breaking down and crying every 2 minutes, but being able to connect on this emotional level. I think for many patients, feeling cared for requires that connection, and of course, you know, good medical care. But often you can get good medical care but miss the emotional side and feel that you really weren't taken care of.
That honesty may be difficult when it comes to a difficult diagnosis or prognosis. But when it comes to medical mistakes, It's not a motion, but potential malpractice, I would imagine, that keeps doctors from being perfectly honest.
That's certainly part of it. Many doctors are very justifiably worried that if they tell a patient they made an error, even with the goal of apologizing and owning up, they will be sued. And they're not wrong to have that fear. So that's one aspect, and I'll call that the cerebral or intellectual aspect. But I think an even stronger barrier is the emotional aspect, and that is the complete shame and humiliation of committing an error. And in this article, I also wrote about an error I committed as a young physician, and the idea of going to the patient telling them I was so ashamed of my error, it altered my own self-image, and it all came shattering down when I realized that I wasn't the doctor that I thought I was.
Can you tell us what happened, this mistake?
Well, I was about 2 weeks out of internship. So I was a second-year resident, and it was the first time I was taking care of a patient completely on my own. I was in charge, and a young man who was arrested by the New York City police, and as commonly happens, they end up in the cell without their insulin. And very quickly, his blood sugar rose, and pH was altered, and he became what's known as DKA, diabetic ketoacidosis. And if you go on long enough, you become nauseous and slur your speech and start to throw up and eventually become unconscious, and you could have a cardiac arrest. So he eventually came to us, and DKA is one of these wonderful things you can actually cure pretty quickly. You start an insulin IV drip, and we brought this guy's sugar right down. He woke up. He got cranky. But then when you turn the drip off, one thing you have to do is inject long-acting insulin. And the nurse asked me, do you want to inject long-acting insulin? And I was thinking, you know, let's not do that. It's like a sledgehammer. Let's just use short-acting shots and we'll check his sugar. And my intern said, sure. And of course, pretty quickly, the patient went back into DKA and he was quickly getting sicker and sicker. And I called for help for a more senior resident who immediately saw what I'd done wrong. And then she began to scream at me, what were you thinking? How come you didn't inject long-acting insulin? You know, there are dozens of people around and patients and doctors. And I remember the moment. It wasn't just humiliation, which of course it was. It was shame. Mm-hmm. I was so ashamed that I was the worst doctor who ever graduated this institution. And then the thought of then going to the patient and telling them what happened, I couldn't do it. All I wanted to do was hide under a rock and weep.
Well, despite the pain of that story, it's something that a lot of doctors must go through. So what do you now tell students or interns about giving bad news or making a mistake?
Well, one thing is that we do need to look at our emotions first, kind of check our own temperature to make sure that we're able to do this properly, and that if we can't, then we can seek guidance from those higher up. And the same with bad news. I might go with a more experienced physician. I might ask the patient, how much do you know about what's going on, and how much do you want to know? And then sometimes, no matter what you do, it's just horrible. And, you know, in the moment that Julie was, you know, told, maybe she already had an inkling, but she made the connection that she was going to die. And you can't do anything about that except be incredibly sad.
Do you think that medical schools do enough in this area of human connection, you know, bedside manner, for lack of a better word?
Well, I think they're starting to. There's more attention being paid to that. The problem is you can't really teach this in the classroom or with PowerPoint. You can really only see it in action when you, as a student or an intern, are watching your superior interact with patients. And if they do it humanely, ethically, you'll know it when you see it. And vice versa, when they don't, you'll know that too.
Do we set doctors up to be perfect on some level?
Well, we do have an expectation of perfection, and if something doesn't go well, then we sue them. And often there are comparisons made to the aviation industry or the nuclear industry, other high-stakes industries that have very automatized systems of preventing error. Patients are not airplanes. Airplanes come in fixed types with instruction manuals, and we know exactly how they're built. But people, patients, are incredibly diverse. Not just in their biology and pathology, but in their human constitution and their emotions. And so we can't apply a formula to all patients.
Dr. Ofri, I really want to thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Daniel Ofri is attending physician at Bellevue Hospital in New York City and a regular contributor to the New York Times Health Section. She's also editor of the Bellevue Literary Review. You'll find a link to her article, Doctors Have Feelings Too, and more about the recent study on doctor honesty at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.